Started. So good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the AFRA The Rules of Procedures Working Group call taking place on Thursday, 4th of May 2017 at 1400 UTC. On the call today on our French channel, we have Boudoir Chombe. On our English channel, we have Tijani Benjema, Pastor Peters Omoragbon, Barack Otiano, Baron Donde, and Sean Ajedeji. We have received apologies from Aziz Hilali and Suljalin Boshar Bong. From staff, we have Silvia Vivanco, Mario Elman, and myself, Yeshim Nazlar. Our interpreters today are Claire and Jacques. And finally, as always, I would like to remind everyone to state their names before speaking, not only for the transcription purposes, but also for the interpretation purposes as well. And now I would like to leave the floor to Tijani Benjema. Over to Tijani. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Shim. Finally, we didn't have Fatimata, so we are only six persons on this call. Tijani speaking. This is a little bit sad because we wanted to decide at least on the decertification. But with this number, I don't know. I ask the participants if you mm-hmm. want us to carry on and decide, or if you want us only to discuss a little bit, or perhaps I don't want to cancel the call, but we can discuss without deciding because we have a few people on the call. What do you think about that? Please tell me.
Pastor Peters?
Yes, Peters.
Yeah, I think in view of the interest generated by the issue, I think I would suggest that we carry this discussion forward until we have a full participant. Because if we discuss now, at the end of the day, we'll just discuss and waste time, and then we still come back to the same issue. So we could postpone this discussion. Maybe some people may join us later on. I'll suggest that we keep it till another time, and we can discuss other issues that are not so controversial.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Peters. Okay. Any other point of view?
Hello, this is Sean. Can you hear me?
Sean, yes, go ahead. Go ahead, Sean.
Yes, sorry, I'm driving, so I have to park now just to make a comment. If it's possible to... I'm not looking at the agenda right now. I want to suggest the point about the weighted votes, which I have raised on the list. I would like to... hear a way forward on that particular issue.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Sean, what we wanted to decide on this time, because we will make the last reading, will be the decertification, where there is no divergence. But even this, with this number, I don't think that we
David Carano, put it there. Why would they take it?
I'm getting a lot of background noise. This is Sean for the record.
Yes, there is a lot of background noise, and I ask the staff to mute people who are not speaking, please. So, any other point of view? Beran, what do you think? If she is not here, what do I
Hello, Tijani.
Yes, Sean.
You were saying something about the current number of participants, which is 7, which is too low.
Yeah.
Am I correct?
Exactly. You are correct. It is not 7, it is 6 now.
Oh, really? I think that is very low, and it will be difficult to make any significant decision. I would suggest that we'll probably create various topics with the various documents on the list, and then discuss them on the list. Why would then schedule another meeting date? That would be my suggestion. Thank you.
Exactly. Thank you very much. This is exactly what I am thinking about. But this, since we are here, I will ask you to discuss the point that Sean raised regarding the quorum. I find his suggestions worth discussing or worth elaborating on, because he thinks that if we don't reach reach the 50% quorum for the for voting, we may and we have quorum, which is a little bit yes, and we have quorum, we may accept the decision and make it conditioned by any objection that may come in 72 hours from the call or from the meeting. This is the suggestions of Shen. If you have any point of view, please speak up. I have my point, but I will give it after you comment on this. Any reflection on this?
Yes,
go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, Beran, go ahead.
Yes, Tijani, this is Beran. I didn't understand what you said.
Okay, I repeat, Beran.
72 hours, I wasn't
moment,
really understanding. Yeah,
moment,
please, thank you.
Moment, I will repeat. We have a meeting. We are in a meeting. We have the quorum for the meeting. And when we want to decide, we didn't get 50% of the whole ALSs voting for one option. So we didn't have more than 50% for an option. Means that people are divided. Sean said we may take the highest vote and accept it. Assuming that in 72 hours from the call, we will not receive any objection to this choice, to this option. This is what Shen proposed.
Oh, this is Shen. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think I need to clarify. I'm not... what I said was that we have... we have a few number now, and hence we cannot really make a decision. If we can continue the discussion, however, I'm suggesting that the decision making can start on the mailing list and then finalize at a next meeting, not this one. So this can just be a first call for the decision at the next meeting and on the mailing list, and finally at the next meeting it can then be finalized. I assume that I also like to get clarification on what decision is being referred to here. Which decision are we making? Are we intending to make in this call? Thank you.
No, Sean, we decided
Pastor Peters.
With the consensus. Yes, moment, Peters. I think there is a consensus in this call.
Is not a valid extension. Reconnecting caller.
We will make discussion. We will discuss the issues of decertification and quorum. But we will not take any decision on this call. It is only discussion. Since we are on the call, we will discuss. And I asked the attendant. The people who are attending this call, what they think about the proposal that Sean made regarding the quorum. And I tried to explain the quorum. So this is what I tried to... we are discussing. We will not decide anything now. We are now discussing a point regarding the quorum that Sean raised. That's all.
Mr. Tijani, how many members are in this work group? When I mean members, how many members are the original members of the work group? I understand that people can join the discussion, so, but who and what are the actual numbers of the original of this work group? That's number one. And then what numbers constitute the quorum for this work group? So if we constitute the quorum for the work group, we can go ahead and discuss. And then we can reach any decision which we can present to the General Assembly for adoption or rejection.
Thank you very much, Peters. I'd like to tell you that I perhaps don't agree 100% with you, because this working group is not a decision-making working group. We are deciding on our recommendations. And
We are making recommendations. I'm not saying...
A moment, please. So it would be a pity that we make our recommendation by 50% of our group. It would be a pity. It is a group who is making a recommendation, and yet we cannot have more than 50% to decide on those recommendations. In my point of view, it's a pity. And even with what you said, we don't have the quorum. We don't have 50%. Thank you. So, Sean, did you hear me well? Did you understand what I wanted?
No, Mr. Tijani, you did not answer my question. How many members are in this work group? And if we know the numbers, there must be a quorum for a meeting. So, because number one, in every organization you have in a meeting, once you have the quorum, then you can discuss issues and make recommendations. That's my question. How many are we, and how many constitute the quorum?
Okay. We are 6. And we are 13.
15. Okay. What is the quorum? Is it one-third or two-third? What is the agreed quorum?
No. Please, Peter, I would like to make you understand that we want this group to decide with the maximum of members. So it will not. There is not a charter for this group, unfortunately. We didn't make a charter for it. But the normal rule is...
Hello?
Moment, Shana.
Hello? Hello, this is Shil.
Hold on, Shil.
Okay. Shan, go ahead, please.
Okay, yeah. So thank you, Tijani, for that clarification. Okay, so I see that the suggestion you were referring to that I make is the one that is in relation to the quorum of the actual recommendation you're trying to make to the General Assembly. So, yes, that's a suggestion I still like this group to consider it. I think it's better that we'll actually send the whatever decision that is being made within the ALS on the meeting, allow for 72 hours on the mailing list for anybody to indicate objection. Since everybody, all the ALSs will not have the opportunity to actually attend the meeting. I think it's a fair thing to do, and to ensure that the decision was not done in a hurry. So I will encourage this group to actually support that suggestion of mine. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes, I understood that very well from your comments. So I would like to clarify also that Sean made this comment according to the number of attendees of our calls. He made a little search and found that we didn't have more than 15 attendees in the best case on our calls. So he said, in this case, we will not be able to make any decision. So if there is not another comment on this, I will give you my point of view. Is there another comment? I see that Abdeljalil is here. That's good. So, is there any other comment on what Sean proposed? If there is not, my point of view is, yes, Sean, you are right, 100%.
Pastor Peters wants to speak. Baudouin, please.
Wait a minute. What are we doing now?
According to the proposal of Sean, I think that we should first discuss. There were a lot of discussions about quorum and the certification, but I propose that we will just see what was discussed, to see what was said and what we can improve first.
Thank you.
Pastor Thank Peter, you, please.
Peter, is it in this subject or it is about quorum, etc., the quorum of this meeting?
This both, all together, Mr. Tijani.
I would like not to speak about the quorum of this call, please. If you want to speak about...
I mean, everything is... Mr. Tijani, can I just hear my view? Then when I'm done, then you can choose to do whatever you want to do with my contribution. Can I just speak, please?
Okay, please.
Thank you. Now, this is a work group. This is an ad hoc group within the larger group. This group is not to take decisions. This group, whether we are co-rate or we are all the members of the group are meeting, whatever recommendations audition will make is a recommendation to the General Assembly that will approve the recommendation or not. So this group is not a decision-making group. That is number one I want us to establish. Number two, I ask a question, is that this group, is it an open-ended group or is it a group that has a number of members that have chosen to work in the work group? If it is, for the purpose of discussion, if we are 10 in the group, we should have a quorum as, okay, now whenever we call for a work group meeting, 5, 6, 7 members form quorum, and we can go ahead with the meeting. Where we do not form a quorum, we can postpone. That is number two. Number three, whatever decisions we make in any discussions we're having, whether on the certification or on the weighted vote or whatever, that this group is going to propose to the General House their recommendations, which is subject to the approval of the General House. So the question I ask, whatever I've contributed, I mean, that you're trying to overlook, was that yes, if we must be organized, then we should have an how many are we in the work group, and if we meet the required number within the work group, we can go ahead and discuss, make a decision, like, you know, I mean, recommendation to the General House, and then propose it to the General House for vote or no vote after 72 or 3 or 72 hours or whatever period we want to give. That is what I'm saying.
Thank you, Peters. I will ask you please to write on the mailing list what you said, and please don't come back to the process. We are now discussing the substance. And the substance today, 2 points. The first one, now we are discussing the quorum of the AFRALO meetings, not of this group, the quorum of the AFRALO meetings. Baudouin wanted to speak, but Baudouin said that we need to discuss those 2 points. So he didn't say more than what we said before. It is always the process. We will not decide on anything since we don't have enough attendees. I hope I understood well what he said. If I don't have any hand raised or anyone who is speaking up about this proposal of Shun, let me tell you my point of view. So it is right that if we have maximum 15 attendees in the best case of our calls, we will never reach the 50%. For your information, we didn't vote right now during the meeting. We always make electronic vote. This is because we want to give the opportunity to all people, even those who are not attending the meeting, to participate in the decision. And by the online vote, we will have the quorum. We will have the quorum. We tried it a lot of times. Even now that we have dead ALSs, we have already 4 dead ALSs already, and we have more. A lot of the ALSs who are coming to Johannesburg never spoke, never come, never participated. So if we apply what we decided on as a criteria of performance, they will be in one of the status that we mentioned together, active, less active, or standby. And if they are in standby mode during 1 year and we interact with them during this 1 year. We will send them at the end of the year of their status in standby. We will then send them a last warning and asking them to explain or to come or to tell us what is the problem. If they don't improve and or if they don't give understandable or logic reasons for their silence, the RALO will AFRALO will proceed to the certification. With this process, we will see several ALSs that will be decertified. I hope that this will make our ALSs more active and more participating. And in this case, we will have more attendance. So we will not be in the case that we will have only 15. So there's two cases. One case, people continue to be like this, and then so we will have several ALSs decertified. Second case, the adoption of those new rules will make our ALSs more active, and this will give us more participants during our meetings. This is first point. Second point, all our decisions are made by vote. They are made by electronic vote. So electronic vote means that we will not have only people who come to the call or to the meeting. We will have even people who are not able to come or who don't want to come or anything. So in this case, we will have, and our experience showed that we have the quorum by electronic vote. Sometimes we don't have. One time we didn't have, but the majority we always have it. Those are the two aspects. One aspect is that the situation will change after the adoption of the new rules as for the attendance. And second, the decision making by vote will be always done by electronic vote because it is the most inclusive way to make everyone able to vote. And in this case, we normally have our quorum. The proposal of Shen has some small problems. He said if we have quorum, means if we have the third of the ALSs present, this is the quorum. Our calls or our meeting can deliberate legally if we have third of the ALSs present to the call, but the meeting cannot decide if the decision is not taken by 50% of the whole ALSs. Means that the meeting can deliberate, can debate, etc. And when we want to decide, we can initiate an electronic vote. And in this case, we will have the 50% we want. If I follow the proposal of Shen with the third of the ALSs, means 18 ALS now, today. I think it will be less in the future, but now it is 18. If we have 18 ALS present, and if we have to vote, and we don't have 26 ALSs voting for one option, and we will not have it because we have only 18 present, so we will not have 26 in any case. So if we have those 18 people present, we can deliberate and we can decide to vote. And when we decide to vote, we go to the electronic vote, and then we may have the quorum. So there is another problem. If we accept a decision with less than 50% of people, even if the others will not object because they don't care or they are absent or they didn't see their emails, etc., etc. I think it is a pity that that Afra Law take, because we don't vote very frequently in Afra Law. You have noticed it. We vote only for very important issues, and I think that very important issues deserve at least 50% of the ALS's quorum. The floor is yours. Is there any comment on what I said? Especially Sean.
Pastor Peters.
Peters, yes, go ahead.
Now, Tijani, so the two issues are we're looking for making proposals for quorum for our fellow meetings. Am I right?
Yes.
I did propose at the last meeting that every conventional meeting, one third of membership at any meeting should form a quorum. We cannot have half, so I am proposing that one third of the active members of AFRALO, that is whatever numbers are on the list, one third in any attendance, whether in a teleconference or if it is by emailing. When we were able to constitute one third, that should be a quorum. And then we cannot take the highest number of that quorum to take a decision on any issues that have been put forward for voting. That is my proposal.
Thank you very much. I'm afraid I don't understand your conclusion. What is your proposal exactly?
Okay.
Shortly, please. Yes, go ahead.
I propose one-third of the members of AFRALO,
yes,
to form the quorum for any meeting. One-third.
Okay.
And then, if we have one-third, for any decision to be taken on any issue, the majority of the one-third, when they vote, then that decision should be binding.
I see.
Yes.
I see. Okay. Any other comments? You heard Peters proposing that the quorum for a meeting to deliberate is one third.
Yes, I have a question.
Of the total assets. Moment, please. And so the proposal of Peters is the quorum for the meeting is one third, and for decision making, the majority or the 50% of the third will be the quorum. This is what Peters propose. Yes, Baudouin wants to speak. Baudouin, go ahead.
You can even use your phone and everything.
Yes, thank you very much for giving me the floor. I would like to know, one third, is it for a vote online or for a vote during a meeting or for an electronic vote? The difference is very important. So one third in what situation?
Okay. Can I answer the question?
Thank you, Baudouin. Let me repeat. The quorum.
It's good.
For a meeting, we can discuss, and with one tier of the ALSs being present, in order to decide, in a meeting, we need 50% voting for one option. The decision will be done by the majority of the ALSs, the absolute majority. We can meet with only one-third. We can discuss with only one-third. And we can decide to have a vote. Then it would be 50% of the ALSs. Since all our votes are done by electronic means, it's going to be 50% of all the ALSs, and then we reach the 50%. Is that clear, Baudouin? Yes, I understood. Thank you for the explanation. Thank you.
Okay, any other remark? Sean, you are on the call or we lost you?
Hello, can you hear me?
Okay, I hear you. Yes, please.
Yes, I just joined. I lost the call because, like I said, I'm driving. So I just got joined back in. So I don't know what has been said, but I would just like to mention to Jani that because I heard some of the comments he made, that I would actually follow the summary of the discussion and then make my response on the list.
Okay.
Because I didn't follow all what has been said. Thank you very much.
Okay. Okay, why I asked you to speak it is because it was your proposal, and I made my comments. My comments were, if you can hear me, Sean, my comments were that today we are 52. When we adopt those rules, we will become less than 52 because several ALSs will be decertified. First. Second. When those rules are adopted, I think that several other ALSs will be more active because they are afraid to be decertified. So in any case, we will have a better quorum by the reduction of the number and also by having more active ALSs. This is the first
point.
Moment. The second point.
Yeah. Where? Okay.
Yeah. The second point, all our votes are online. We don't make a physical vote. We didn't make so far, and I don't think we will do, because the online vote is more inclusive. It permits people who are not present on the meeting or on the call to vote. So I think this is the best way to continue. We have to continue making it like this. And when we do an online vote, we will have more than if we make the vote during the meeting. So my point is that in any case, since it is an online vote, we will have the quorum. The quorum means 50% of the ALSs. Do you have any comment on what I said? Sean.
Can I say something?
You have an echo.
I don't know where it's coming from.
Maybe staff can help you.
Your line is echoing.
It is not my line. Do you think it is my line?
I don't think so.
It's everyone. I think I'm echoing too.
Yes, you're right. There is an echo. Please stop. Yeshim, try to find the problem. There is an echo when Beran speaks.
Tijani, yes. We're looking into this. And
okay, thank
do
you.
Do you hear me with an echo?
Yeah.
I think your echo
okay, I think it's
has
gone.
Gone now, Tijani.
Okay, it's gone.
Yes,
it's
yes,
gone
it's
now.
Gone.
It's gone. Good. Go ahead, guys. Go ahead, Biran. Biran?
Yes, Tijani. So from what I understand, basically, yes, I'm here. So from what I understand, you're basically saying that we're still going to leave the voting to online voting. So then we're basically not going to be making any decisions during any of the meetings. All the decisions would be made using online voting. That's what I understand from what you were saying. Please correct me if I'm wrong. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. The important decision, yes. if we are speaking about normal things, and if there is a consensus during the call, if we are not obliged to go to vote, in this case we can decide if it is not a major issue. When it is a major issue, we have to go to an online vote to be sure that we have the majority of the ALSs voting. For example, I will explain. Suppose we are in a monthly call, and we are, for example, talking about certification or accreditation of one ALS. There is an application of an ALS, and there is the due diligence from the staff. So we have the guarantee of the control of the staff on this application. And this application was very good read and understood by at least two or three or four people. And no one said that this ALS doesn't respect the criteria set in the bylaws. In this case, we can decide during the call, if there is a consensus, we can decide to accept the accreditation. Even if there is one objection, in this case we have to vote, and in this case we need to conduct an electronic vote, so that we have the opinion of the whole AFRALO members. Am I clear on this?
It's clear, Tijani. My only concern is then what constitutes a minor and a major decision, which means that this has to be written out very clearly for people to understand, which may complicate matters even more.
I will tell you. The major issues are, for example, if we decide on a statement. We will make a statement to the board, or we will make a statement to the ALAC, or we will approve a statement of ALAC. We need to go to the vote. If we want to appoint someone, and there is two candidates, we have to go to the vote. We cannot say it is a consensus. We have only one against this one. No, it doesn't work. We have to go through the vote. If we have anything which may be critical for the organization and for ALAC in general, we have to go to electronic vote. If we have consensus on things that doesn't have a real impact on the organization and its work, it is only to choose or to not to choose. Sometimes it's about accepting an ALS, something important. But if the staff have done his work. Its work, and if the staff made the due diligence and said it is okay, and if at least two or three people have already said yes, we read the application and it is okay, it is okay with the criteria and the bylaws, because we are not deciding if we accept or not, we are verifying if the application fit the criteria. We don't have any subjective right to decide. I don't like this one, so I don't. We will not accept it. We have only to say this application is in good standing with the criteria we have in the bylaws. And our decision, the decision of AFRALO, is only to say to ALAC, yes, the regional organization agree to accredit this ALS, and the decision of the accreditation will be done by the ALAC. So, in this case, we may not go to the vote if there is no objection. If there is only one objection, we go to the vote. So it is a matter of, if you want, of ease. We don't have to make it too complicated, because in this case, everything will take time. But when there is something which may cause any kind of problem, we have to go to the vote, electronic vote. Is it okay for you, Biran? Biran?
I understand what you're trying to say, but Tijani, yes, I'm here. I understand what you're trying to say, but my concern, I think maybe you didn't quite understand where I'm coming from, is how do we now define these activities? We can't give unending examples, like you've given examples, which I understand perfectly. Now, how do we carve that out in our ROP? How do we say that this is a minor event, or this is a minor decision, this is a major decision? That's my question.
I tell you.
For people to understand, without necessarily giving endless examples.
Okay. Any decision on a statement or ratification of statement or any appointment, when there is more than one candidate, should go to the vote. Any other issue that is discussed in the call or in the meeting and on which there is a full consensus, no one object on it, we can take the decision by consensus during the meeting. Is it clear now?
It's crystal clear now. That's what I was asking. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Very good. Okay. Any other comment?
Can I just quickly chip in, Tijani?
Who is speaking?
Pastor Peter.
Hello?
Sorry.
Peter, okay, go ahead.
Pastor, yes. I think that, I mean, not to make the discussion complicated, we are in a democracy. So any issue, whether minor or major, should go for voting, so that for the record. So I would propose, if we have any issue to discuss or decide, put it before the members for voting. The vote is taken, recorded, so they move on. So the idea of maybe deciding which is minor or which is major, to me, may constitute or create a problem later in the future. So that is my concern.
Okay. Thank you very much. Any other comment on this? Abdel Jalil made a comment. I will read it on the French channel since it is written in French. Moment.
Why don't you read it yourself? Can I read it, Abdel Jalil? So, Abdel Jalil said, in our different online AFALO meeting, our major decision, mostly about the decision of ALS certification, a decision to submit a comment or a statement for elections. I agree for decisions that have a limited impact on the good working of AFRALO. The AFRALO Bureau can decide for us. I do not see any problem. And in the case of important decision, we have to have the opinion and the vote of half of the ALSs. Okay, that's good. So you agree with me, it seems to me. You also say we work for all the ALSs, for that all the ALSs become deeply involved in AFRALO. Let's make sure that that ALSs do understand the topic well before they vote. If ALSs do not participate in our meeting, it will be difficult for them to make an election and to vote after a decision. Yes, absolutely. Abdel Jalil said that for people not participating in a reunion, even if you do an online vote, the decision is not going to be good because they didn't debate, they didn't discuss, they do not know the pros and cons. I kind of agree with Abdel Jalil, and he also says that for things that do not have an important impact, just like I said, we can work by consensus, and for the others, we need to vote. And I can repeat in French if you want. All the declarations all the decisions to select a person, if we have more than one candidate, all those must go through a vote. For the other issues, if there is a consensus during the meeting, meeting with a deliberation, discussion with at least one third of the ALSs, if we reach a consensus, the decision can be taken. If we have a minor decision, if there is one objection, only one objection, we have to vote. So that's a summary. Do we have any other points of comments? We are at the end of our hour. I think it was good that we talked about it. I think it's clearer now, and in the list we'll be able to work on the next decision. I'm sorry that there are so few of us participants today, because really we are running late. We need to work more. We do not want to take hasty decisions. We want to take our time. That is why we present a topic. The second time we do a second reading, and we compile the opinions, and we look at our recommendation. And for the third time, second reading and adoption. So if we work that way, but if we have not enough participants, that's going to be an issue. So now, I would like to look at point three, which is the position, point five, position of the vice president, the job of vice president. What I think about the vice chair position, for the vice chair, we are one of two relos that do have a chair, a vice chair, and a secretary. All the others do only have a chair and a secretary. The fact that we have a vice chair is positive, so that one more person is much involved, and it kind of protects the position of the chair. If the chair is not present at one point, the vice chair can lead the meeting. But with many years of experience, I noted that it works well, but the only issue is to participate to the ICANN meetings. It is a problem. It's or the vice chair or the secretary. We only have two people from the relo going to the ICANN meetings. So we have to choose between the vice chair and the secretary. And this is something that bothers everyone. Nobody wants to decide on who's going to go, but we have to decide at one point. And someone is unhappy because he cannot go to the meeting. That is why I would like to propose, we're not going to discuss that today or very briefly, but we'll talk about that next time. Think about it, and do you think we should get rid of the vice chair position? Its only job is to replace the chair, if need be. I think the secretary could do that. The secretary could replace the chair, since they work very closely together. Sometimes the secretary is more informed than the vice chair, and the vice chair, in fact, works less than the secretary, who is more aware of what's going on and can replace a chair if need be. That would resolve the issue of choosing between the vice chair and the secretary. and of who's going Pastor to Peter. Go to the ICANN meeting.
Pastor Peter,
so
I want to speak.
If you have some remarks, you can, I'm listening, if you have some
Pastor
comments.
Peter? Pastor Peters.
Baudouin and Pastor Peters want to speak. Baudouin? Oui. Tijani, vous avez soulevé un problème. Vous avez. Because it's one person, this is one person, one extra person, yes. Okay, so I think that's a good solution. That you propose, and that we could get rid of the position of the vice chair. Thank you. Somebody else would like to make a comment? We have to discuss that on the list, and we'll have a written proposal next time to talk about it. Of course, let me tell you that it's too late for this election. We are too late. Our rules of procedures.
Pastor Peters, want to have the floor, please.
Effective. And even if we decide today, the vice chair is already chosen, so he will go through his term. So this rule will apply at a particular date, at the end of the term of our new vice chair that is being elected as we speak.
Pastor Peters, want to speak, please? Can I have the floor?
Yes, Pastor Peters. Pastor Peters, go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Tijani, now, the role of the chair and the vice chair, together with the role of the secretary in any organization, are quite different. Now, I can understand where there is an issue in the area of AFRALO. This office of the secretary is autonomous in a way that office should not be compared to the office of the vice chair. So if there is going to be a meeting and the standard procedure is for the chair and the secretary to represent the RALO, I do not see why there should be a debate as to who should go between the secretary and the vice chair. The vice chair is only acting in the absence of the chair. So if the chair is not going to attend any meeting, then automatically the vice chair attends. But where the chair is going to attend the meeting, the vice chair knows that by procedures, then she has to stay behind. He or she doesn't need to attend the meeting because the chair is there. So to now try to use the office of the chair, the secretary, for there to be a debate on that, I don't think that is not practicable. The purpose for the vice is to act when the chair is not around. So I support the office of the chair to be created. Because whenever I can tell, anything will happen, I will not be left without a chair. So the vice chair automatically moves in. But in the end, when the chair is around, all the role of the chair is performed by the chair, and the secretary performs their role. So I do not see why we should get rid of the vice chair because of a meeting. No, there should be no debate. I support the three offices to be created within AFRALO. But when it comes to representation, the chair and secretary offices automatically represent RALO, the RALO. So
okay,
then if the chair is absent. Yeah, thank you. That is
thank
my position,
you.
Please.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Pastor Peters. Okay, your point is noted.
Tijani, I'd like to say something as well, please.
Okay,
Beran.
Okay, Beran, go ahead, please.
I'll just make it very short. I completely agree 100% with what Pastor Peters has said. The vice chair, the chair, and secretary have different roles and responsibilities, which has been mapped out. And I think the secretary cannot take the place of the vice chair, and neither can the vice chair take the place of the secretary. In the case of a meeting, I don't think it should be an issue for the chair and the secretary to represent Afralo in any of the ICANN meetings. If, for example, maybe the secretary cannot make it, then perhaps the vice chair can be substituted in extraordinary circumstances. But I don't think that should be an issue for getting rid of the vice chair. I think it's still a very valid position and it should be kept on board. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Beran. Thank you. Your point is also noted. For your information, we are 5 RALOs. 3 of them have only chair and secretary. They don't have vice chair. And we are only 2 RALOs that have vice chairs, EPIRALO and AFRALO. And we both have the same problem, the problem of who should go to the meetings of ICANN. So it is not a single problem, or it's not an imagination of X or Y. It is something that exists. So it is only, I am only posing the problem. Now it is up to the group to decide, and I agree with any position that the group will decide on. Okay, thank you very much. We are 6 minutes after our end of call. Thank you very much for your participation. This was the call without decision, unfortunately. So this call is now adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all. This meeting is now adjourned. Have a lovely day. Bye-bye.
Bye.